Who?
Charlie Stewart, your cousin?
You're kidding.
Au contraire, mon ami. We spent last weekend at the Cape. Oh, hide away, you know about.
Operative word, hide. Men take women to the Cape in the winter when they're embarrassed to be seen with them. He's using you.
He's not using you if you want to go. Come here. Don't listen to her.
I love you, and I swear I'm not saying this to hurt you. Charlie's promised to Deb McIntyre. She wears his pin. Giselle, you know it's true.
I don't know anything about a pin.
McIntyre? Are her parents named Philip and Vanessa?
You know them?
Only from a distance.
Good morning.
Goodbye.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, wait, no, we have an audience. Don't look, we have an audience. Don't.
The lighter side is storing his commissions.
No, I don't. No, stop it. Put me down. Okay, put me down. No, you're not coming in this house. You are not coming in this house.
No.
Good morning. Go away.
How can you date a man like that? What if you're wrong about him? What if I'm not?
Coffee's cold.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, well, Constantinople still is turning to light on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even though New York was once New Amsterdam, why they changed it, I can't say. Just like it better that way. Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul.
Your ears burning?
I think the feet go first when they set the steak on fire.
What do you say, Edward? Should we have her back next year? She's not wrong on my life.
Just to say I'm going to come back.
What? Leave me here with all these girls?
You'd think someone would have noticed the empty trays.
You are good. You remind me of myself when I was your age.
Cheers.
Positively vomititious, Giselle. Don't be so sentimental, Connie. It was a fling. It's fine. It was nothing.
Connie!
Charlie! It's been a while.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You, Deb?
Pardon?
Deb? Your girlfriend. With the very large... With the very large teeth. With the very large teeth. Oh, did you think I didn't know?
Connie! Deb and I broke it off last summer. That's Miranda. We started seeing each other around the time that you stopped returning my phone calls or answering any of my letters. Okay, maybe I should go.
Could you dream, sweetheart? Could you dream? If only all my precious plans would come true.